What would you do if you could get a loan to help your small business?
I want to put a deck on the front of the building to help my summer business, because competition around me, there are vast numbers that are building decks because people want to be outside. They want the outside ambient noise. You know, they want the sun on their face. So I want to put like a 30 by 60 foot deck with a little bar out there with some umbrellas and, you know, give people another venue to, you know, chill out at.
It sounds great. Sign me up for a little frosty drink with an umbrella. But how's he going to get the money? Well, you've probably heard about microlending overseas. You give a small amount, say $25, to a construction company in Tajikistan or a farmer in Kenya. The recipient invests in the business. They pay back the loan. Everyone wins. The money goes out again. But what if you were asked to put up collateral in your own community in the U.S.? That dude down the street, yeah, you know, he does something. He's fixing cars. Would you do that? Would you give him money? You'll have an opportunity to do the same thing later this year with Kiva. It's an online microlender. It's launching a program in the U.S., but there are no guarantees that Americans will be willing to loan to one another. Premal Shah is the president of Kiva Microloans. Premal, do you think that the rules abroad are going to apply to here?
Well, I think entrepreneurship is everywhere, and there is microfinance today here in the U.S. And we think that on the website, you know, people will want to fund, say, a hot dog vendor or a shoe shiner or someone who wants to start a daycare business. And typically, the repayment rates are in the 90% for these microfinance borrowers here in the U.S. So I think it'll be fairly similar, although the loan sizes might be higher. In the developing world, say in Uganda, maybe $25 or $75 goes a very long way. Here in the United States, typically we need to see more like a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 starter loan.
Now, I'm going to actually play a little bit more from someone, you know, getting to the question of whether or not this is viable. This is New Jersey restaurant owner Jaime Chavez.
There's people out there with money that have a little bit more character and integrity, and they, you know, they believe in people keeping their word. And I think that's what pretty much Microloan did for us. You know, they looked at my business, and you know, they looked at my word, my business, my character, and that's, you know, I think that somebody with money will be willing to, you know, do that for somebody who needs help.
Now, when you think about someone like that who has an ethical look or, you know, based on his character and integrity, those are very ethics-based words. And microcredit has been viewed as something where people's view of ethics and repaying others and helping others comes into play. But, you know, do you think it really will work if people make an appeal that's an ethics-based appeal as well as a financial-based appeal?
Well, I think people like the idea of helping other people. People donate all sorts of causes. And so when you go to, for example, the Kiva website, you know, what you're doing is you're making a 0% interest loan over the site to a local microfinance institution who will then on-lend that money at a very low interest rate to, say, a daycare owner or a hot dog stand vendor, someone who needs a little bit of working capital to start or expand their business. And that's a very American notion, the idea of giving someone a little bit of seed capital and an opportunity, you know, over charity oftentimes, to help them create income for themselves and their family. And so, you know, right now on the Kiva website, the repayment rate is 97.7% on about $60 million in loans that have been done from 450,000 people $25 at a time around the world. And so, you know, if someone from the U.S. is now seeking a loan and in these hard economic times, my sense is that they will be quite popular, just like if someone from Mexico or Uganda or Cambodia is seeking a loan on the Kiva website.
Well, let's get into the incentive structure here, though. I mean, on the one hand, you're talking about a charitable impulse, Premal Shah, that is one category of reasons someone might want to put capital up. Then you're talking about the possibility of a return on investment, which is a more traditional kind of capitalist notion of the interest rate pays me back. I'm making an investment here. It seems that this is more of a middle ground, the kind of social entrepreneurship zone, but not for the Bill Gateses of the world, on a much smaller scale for people with maybe only a few thousand to actually contribute. Is that a fair characterization?
Yeah, I think it is. In fact, it's less than a few thousand to contribute. Our minimum is $25. So if you have $25 and a credit card and an internet connection, you can go to the website, to kiva.org, and sift through profiles of entrepreneurs all over the world, and soon in the United States as well. And these are low-income, self-employed entrepreneurs who need a little bit of working capital. And in this is something that the repayment rates on the website, because these entrepreneurs tend to be unbanked and shut out from the formal kind of financial sector. In fact, here in the U.S., 30% of Americans have no banking relationship whatsoever. The people receiving loans oftentimes know that this is their one shot at kind of getting low cost working capital, and and take it very seriously, and hence the repayment rates can be quite high.
Well, to that point, here's another one from Jamie Chavez.
They look at you and they listen to you, and they they spend some time with you, and they come and they look at your business and what you're doing and what where you are going. They just don't call you and bring you into an office and punch in some numbers, and then at the end of the 10 meeting they told you to go home with nothing.
He was talking about the great experience he had getting a microloan in 2008 versus the somewhat more difficult time he had at a bank. And, we have to wrap it up here, but when can we expect full-fledged Kiva USA?
Well, we think sometime this summer people will be able to make loans to entrepreneurs here in the U.S. via the Kiva website.
All right. Premal Shah, president of Kiva, an online microlender, calling us from San Francisco. Thank you.